Tuesday, when schedule allows, we get a call from the Blaine House and chat with Maine Governor Paula Page. Governor, welcome back to GHRT.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Governor. Before we get to politics, how are you feeling? You feeling good?
Oh, I feel great.
Well, we didn't know that you...
Why didn't you tell us?
Yeah, we break all the big news here. Yeah.
Two of your closest pals in the state, yeah. And we didn't even know. We would have...
you go down, you have surgery, which, by the way, congratulations on taking some proactive work. I know it's not easy to make a decision like that. How much weight have you lost?
I've lost 53 pounds.
Wow. I saw a picture of you. I don't know how recent it was. It certainly looked like your face had thinned out.
You know, it's one of those that I've always been a borderline diabetic, and there's a lot of diabetes in my family, type 1 and type 2. Mm-hmm. And I just decided that after watching my mom lose her feet and go blind and all the bad things that go with diabetes, I decided we're going to take action.
What have you noticed differently? More energy? Are you moving faster? Reflexes? Anything?
Yeah, you know, like the elliptical, I used to do... 6 miles in 60 minutes on the elliptical machine. Now, my very first time on a machine, I did over 7 miles in 60 minutes. It's just tremendous energy. It's movement. It's no pressure on your knees, so your knees don't ache, your back doesn't ache. All the good things with being slender.
How long before you doing CrossFit with Adrian?
That's probably not going to be real quick.
Well, Governor, there's a ton of news.
Actually,
go ahead.
Ann and I went down to Florida, and we used to go out every morning. We go out for a 25-mile bike ride, and when we were in Florida this in November, we were doing 30 miles, and we were doing it in the same time it took us to do 25 miles.
Can she keep up?
Oh, absolutely. She had it done, too.
Oh, really?
The First Lady had it done as well?
Yep.
You were a twofer?
I wear a twofer.
Did you get a discount?
I don't think so.
Why?
But she just wanted to make sure that I didn't get slender alone.
Let us ask you this without getting in trouble. You are seeing incredible success. Is she enjoying the same success?
Very much so, yes.
Well, that's terrific.
Congratulations.
To her as well.
Yeah, anybody that's taking care of their health, congratulations.
Yeah, she just did hers, though. I've a few months ahead of her. I'm 2 months ahead of her, so she's doing very, very, very well.
Well, Governor, there's a lot of news that we've got to touch on the inauguration right away. I know you are going to the inauguration. When do you leave?
I don't know if it's Thursday night or Wednesday night or Thursday morning. So I haven't really even checked, George. I just know we're going. I'm not sure when it's scheduled.
Well, somebody had you at somebody's party. I know. I noticed that you're going to be at the New Zealand banquet or something.
You know what I was going to do is when I come back, I was going to organize a going away party for Rosie O'Donnell and all the folks that want to go to Canada. I thought the state of Maine would help them out and give them a going away party.
Mm. Any RSVPs on that? I wonder. Yeah, no, not so much. We noticed today that Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, 1st Congressional District, announced she's not going. She mentioned. Concerns about the Trump administration and in the flying in the face of the Constitution, and we did want your thoughts on Congresswoman Pingree.
Constitution. I thought it followed the Constitution. I will tell you, I am an avid reader of the Constitution. This election followed the Constitution. We have had for 235 years a general election followed by electoral college followed by the acceptance of Congress. And it's been peaceful transition for 235 years. For some reason, the left has become so hateful and so they're trying to bully us out of believing our Constitution. Shelley Pingree, if she won't attend on Friday, I would advise her to resign.
Now, to clarify, the statement that came from Pingree's office, she would attend the inauguration, quote, under normal circumstances, but Trump's actions, quote, go beyond any kind of reasonable debate. They threaten the constitutional values our country is based on.
I have no idea what she's talking about. I mean, that's to me, that's political rhetoric. Donald Trump is blunt. He came out. He's saying the way it is, and that's why he got elected. The American people are sick and tired of the political rhetoric that Shelley Pingree has been espousing for many years. Shelley Pingree, Angus King, these people, these silver-tongued people, that's what we're sick of. We're sick of the civil tongue people. How about John Lewis last week criticizing the president? You know, I will just say this. John Lewis ought to look at history. It was Abraham Lincoln that freed the slaves. It was Rutherford B. Hayes and Ulysses S. Grant that fought against Jim Crow laws. A simple thank you would suffice.
Well, Governor, there was no question that it got into a give and take. But I'll ask you, do you agree with the president-elect, who's soon to be the president of Friday, continuing his Twitter barrages? You know, in 140 characters, you can say a couple things, but the world is watching. As he becomes president, would you advise him maybe not to do that?
Yes. I don't have a Twitter and I don't have a Facebook. Oh, we have a Facebook, but they don't let me manage it.
That's smart. And
you know, he is who he is. The American people knew it going in. I think some of the George, I will say, to say that he should do everything and back down, I would say Alec Baldwin and Goldberg and Rosanna, Cher, and all these people, they ought to back down. It's a civil transition, peaceful transition of power. Look, we've had to endure your president for 8 years. We survived while we're a damaged country. We're severely damaged. Our military has been severely hurt. We did survive. It's time to put somebody in there that will build it back up again. We need to become a great country again. And we've slipped drastically over the last 8 years. And it's time that somebody step it up and we bring this nation back to its greatness.
Talking with Maine Governor Paul LePage in the Blaine House this morning. We talked a lot about taxes yesterday, some looking at the reform measures in your biennial budget. Some excited at the idea of a flat tax, some interested in seeing the dropping down of that rate and maybe the expansion or broadening the sales tax.
Yeah.
Some say it, even though it's a flat tax, some say it's not fair. The Maine Center for Economic Policy claiming that 80% of Mainers will get hit with higher taxes, and they call it an upside down plan. Could you talk to us about the fairness of the taxes that you see within your biennial budget?
I will agree with anyone that says that an income tax is not fair. I agree. I absolutely agree that an income tax is not fair. I tried to eliminate it. I tried to cut it. I believe that we should eliminate the income tax. Unfortunately, there's 186 people upstairs that disagree with me, so I'm trying to do the best I can with lowering the income tax and to try to teach them that an income tax is a very regressive and it damages our economy. And if you don't believe me, Maine is ranked 44th in the Family Prosperity Index, and New Hampshire is ranked 7th. Just go to us, our neighbor to the south, and they are ranked 7th, and we're 44th. And they don't have an income tax. And they are the ideal state to look at. I agree that an income tax is bad. I think that you should go pay as you go with a consumption tax is the better way to go. I think a flat tax, incidentally, those that said that this organization you mentioned, they haven't been right in the entire time I've been here. They have been dead wrong on economics. We have followed them for 40 years, and they have got it wrong. I don't know where they study, but it's certainly not at a good economic school.
Third time in 6 years, if you get some of this done, that you get an income tax reduction at least. When you took over, it was, what, 8.15? It's down to 7.15.
It was over 8.5 when I took over.
It's down to what, 7.15 now?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And according to your staff members, your savings is about $150 million since you took office. Is that the numbers?
It's whatever it is. I just try to eliminate it. I think that if we were smart, we would get work together, we'd eliminate it, we'd broaden the sales tax, we'd increase the sales tax to make up for it, so the 40 million people that visit Maine would pay a little bit more and help us with the burden of running the state, since we in the summer, we are a much larger state than we are in the winter, but we have to have the infrastructure in the summer, and those people should help run the state.
When we talked to bringing the tax rate down before, there were cries that we were going to really leave ourselves strapped when it comes to services. Can you honestly say to us today that services are as strong as they need to be? And
I know. I will go one step further. I think the services today and the attitude of the state employees today is five times better than it was under Baldacci or King. We actually get letters every single day about somebody in state government going up and beyond the call of duty, and I usually send them a note. It's the attitude of state employees, it's never been better. I think the services they're providing are better. There are some areas I think that we need to, we're regressing a little bit. I mean, I've noticed that in DEP I've gotten a few more complaints recently, which for the last 6 years has been great. The DEP has been the leader. I get a lot of complaints about the fire marshal's office, and that I find just absolutely off the top. I don't understand the fire marshal. I think that they'd like us all to live in ice castles. But other than that, taking into consideration that the inventory in the state of Maine of our housing inventory is bad, it's old, it's deferred. It's had a lot of deferred maintenance. That's because of the lack of prosperity, the poverty that we have. I think that they could be working with us instead of working against us.
There will be some parts of your budget that probably won't get too much pushback from either side. Eliminating the state inheritance tax probably is one, I would think.
I would think so. It's about every year we fight that battle. So if it gets kicked back again, well, then we'll know. But I mean, every single year I try to eliminate the inheritance tax. That is one of the, that's even worse than the income tax. Penalizing our elderly for being successful all their lives and having a little bit, a nest egg, and the state comes in and tries to take it.
And the first $35,000 in retirement income exempt from income tax, the exemption now $10,000, that I would think would work, but you never know.
You never know. You never know. I will tell you, and I'll say I've said it all along, since I've been the governor of the state of Maine, the Democratic Party has had it in for the elderly, the disabled, and the mentally ill. For some reason, every time I try to help that group, the Democrats come out against it.
Maine Governor Paula Page in the Blaine House, our best to you, our best to the First Lady. Will she be accompanying you down to the inauguration?
Oh, you bet. She's the star. Everyone's going to want to see her.
Yeah.
No, well, I agree with that.
Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Just remember one thing, guys.
What's that, sir?
Is what I say is there's 53 pounds of me less to hate.